This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis is celebrating construction completed along the Mississippi Riverfront downtown. The $31 million project, led by Great Rivers Greenway, is a key component of the massive redevelopment plan unfolding below the Gateway Arch. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy spoke with Executive Director Susan Troutman about upgrades along the river.
First of all, you're going to have a brand new experience. We've elevated Lenore K. Sullivan, or the road down near the riverfront, built a new promenade, new bike trail. There's a beautiful new stainless steel rail that lets you walk right close to the river, depending on how high it is. But you'll still be able to access the levee when the river is down. I think what's more important, though, is we're working hard to activate it. So there's lots of special events and new programs coming all summer long down on the riverfront.
Could you talk about some of the challenges? Does anything stand out to you in terms of getting to this point?
Well, there's a lot of learning involved when you're building a project like this. And I think first, learning about the Eads Bridge and the Arch as National Historic Landmarks and the fact that they had special protections. That took some effort on everybody's part to finish the project and not impact those important and unique structures. The other key thing is the river, right? So the Mississippi River does what it does. It floods. It's a transportation corridor. It's a big, powerful river. So learning to understand and respect that and to create a project that would withstand flooding, but at the same time not create a situation where we were pushing floods further downstream.
I'm trying to imagine 200 years ago what the riverfront was like, or 100 years ago even, and in terms of how busy and how much traffic was there in terms of the riverboats and people trading and travelers and all that. Are we getting back to a place where the riverfront is inviting and we're celebrating that history here?
Absolutely. And I think the project all the way along has honored our history. It was important to us. The levee, in fact, is still the same cobblestone levee that it was in the day that those riverboats used to visit. But what is really nice is that the new big boats that travel the Mississippi River, the Delta Queen and the American Queen, will be able to moor. In fact, they'll be here this summer. They'll come to the port and people will be able to come on shore and visit the arch grounds and explore the river in the ways that they used to in the old days. The new riverfront promenade will give you, as a visitor, the opportunity to watch the barges and the tugboats going up and down the river. So you're going to have an opportunity to participate and see it in ways you never had.
Could you talk about how this Central Riverfront project fits into the bigger picture for Great Rivers Greenway?
Yes. So Great Rivers Greenway is working to build what we call the River Ring, a 600-mile system of interconnected greenways, parks, and trails. The Riverfront project is the keystone, the backbone to the River Ring, the Mississippi River. The Arch Grounds is sort of a hub where a couple of greenways come and go. So when the Arch project is finished, there'll be about 6 miles of new pathways, so you can bicycle around the park, you can come down through the new North Gateway, you can ride the brand new Riverfront Trail all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge if you like, or you can just come down and with your family and ride the bike up to Biddle Street, take in the river and the arch grounds and have a little fun in an afternoon.
Is there anything else we need to know you feel like there you'd like to include?
Well, I think it's just the whole City Arch River project has been an incredible partnership, and it is a hallmark, actually, to the country that this project came together, and it's so large, both financially, a $380 million project, but also to have this amount of construction going on at one time and everybody working together. I think it is just a real tribute to St. Louis and making it a great place to live.
Well, Susan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.